As we make our way through the San Gorgonia Pass near Palm Springs, out the windows you'll see the largest wind farm in the state of California and one of the largest in the nation. This wind farm powers Palm Springs and the Coachella Valley in what appears to be an economically and ecologically friendly way, but it also raises some concerns. Wind energy has many obvious advantages over the burning of fossil fuels for electricity. Wind power is green in that it is replenishable as long as the wind blows. It also lacks the environmental impacts of drilling, mining, air pollution from burning coal and oil, and the threat of oil spills. Cost comparisons also look favorable. The initial expense of windmill construction is high, varying with the size of the installment. The turbines near Palm Springs are 150 feet tall, with blades the length of half a football field, and cost upwards of $300,000 each. Since Palm Springs has over 3,000 windmills, this wind farm costs about $900 million to build. Construction of oil and coal-burning plants is also costly. Once operational, the cost per kilowatt hour of wind power is slightly less than half the cost of electricity produced by coal and oil-burning plants. For these reasons, private companies and governments around the world are enthusiastically investing in wind farms. Views on wind farming are not all positive, however. Concerns have been voiced from both the healthcare and environmental fields. People who live near wind farms sometimes can feel the vibrations from the turbines in their chests, causing symptoms similar to that of seasickness. This disturbing effect has been named wind turbine syndrome. The effects on migrating birds have raised alarms in wildlife conservation circles. Of particular concern are plans to place wind turbines along Atlantic and Gulf coastlines, with potentially devastating impacts on bird populations, which annually migrate north and south along the coast. Windmills have been used all over the world since the 1800s. They've been used in Palm Springs since the 1980s, and they're likely to become much more prevalent as the world's demand for energy continues to grow.